Well, hello, folks, once again from Catbox Chronicles headquarters. I'm Justin.
And I'm Mel.
And yes, we're back from West Bend. We made it back in one piece.
Oh, it started out pretty rocky, though.
Yeah, we got quite the story to tell for this week's podcast. So hopefully you guys can bear with us on this one, because it's a doozy.
Also, we lied. Last year we said we weren't going to wait 2 weeks before the event to find a hotel.
Yeah, we kind of did. We didn't have a choice, though. So, I guess I'll let you do this. What happened to us?
Our alternator went out and fried the battery.
Well, there's more to it than that. Can you get detailed?
Sure. So we were, would you say, about half hour outside of West Bend?
Maybe a little closer. Maybe about 20 minutes.
And I looked over and I was like, why is the battery light on? That's weird.
Yeah, the battery light was on my dash, and it was just really strange because I normally don't see the battery light come on.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's like not a normal thing to see. What happened was we're driving down this back road that goes into West Bend. All of a sudden, I look down after Melanie said something, and I'm like, why is my battery light on? And then the car started losing power. It started losing juice. I pressed down the gas. Yeah, I couldn't go anywhere. I pressed down on the gas pedal and it went nowhere.
We were stuck on this creepy ass dark corner.
Yeah. Creepy ass dark corner, if you want to describe it like that.
Well, it was. It was like dark because it was in the country. Mm-hmm. There were no street lights. We were outside of this small town.
It was like Addison, Wisconsin or something like that. Allison.
Something.
Let me look it up really quick.
Addison, Adele, something or another.
Adele. Addison or Allenton? There's two A-towns right next to each other.
Which one is?
Addison's the farther away one, the smaller one.
Could have been Allenton.
Allenton was the one with the train.
Yeah, so right outside of Allenton.
So, yeah, I'm thinking, what the hell's wrong with my car? I'm going to have to get it towed. So I started calling tow truck companies, and of course nobody answered. It was like 10 o'clock at night. Nobody answered their phone. And I was starting to panic because I was like, how the hell are we going to do this? And so I turned off the car, turned it back on. The warning lights went away. The car started just fine. It's like, oh, the car is normal. I was like, maybe that's just a fluke. Well, we're going through Allenton and the light comes on again. And we're stuck in a damn train. There was a train that went through the town. And of course, these people can't build underpasses or overpasses. You have to wait at the stupid train.
Because it's a small town.
Yeah. You have to wait at the stupid train tracks. And I noticed the light come on again. I was like, oh shit, we're going to get stuck. So we kept driving. We're about 2 miles outside of West Bend.
And the car. We can see the city lights.
Yeah, we could see West Bend. And the car just dies. It gives up. It's like, I'm done. We pull over and I couldn't turn it over anymore. And it's done.
Thankfully, there's a cop that had turned on the road a little bit down from us.
Yeah.
And when he came back around from his patrol, where I'm very thankful he turned our way and didn't go back into town.
Oh, he saw us. He definitely saw us. He saw me put on the flashers. And so when he turned around, he put his spotlight on us.
You flagged him down.
I flagged him down. I'm like, help. And he comes up and he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, it just died on me. And the battery light came on and nothing's working. The car won't turn over. So he's like, I think it might be your alternator. So he tells me.
He asked you to start the car.
Yeah, maybe. He tells me to like turn on the lights, the headlights. And he looks at him and he's like, yep, it's definitely your alternator. So he's like, I'll call you a tow truck and just wait here. You know, he took my license and he asked me like some other questions. And he's like, just give me a second. I'll call a tow truck. How long did it take that guy to come there? Like 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 to 15.
10 to 15. It wasn't very
forever,
long.
It seemed forever, though.
It didn't feel that long. It wasn't that long.
To me, it felt forever.
It felt like a long time. So here we are just sitting on the side of the road with a crippled car. People are driving by like,
But we could see town.
We could see the town. And there's a Nissan dealership in West Bend. It's called Russ Darrow Nissan.
We could see the sign for the Nissan dealership,
Yeah, you could see
too.
The sign for the Nissan dealership.
We just couldn't limp our way there.
Yeah, we were so close. So the tow truck guy comes. He jumps my car, and he thinks it's the alternator, too. He goes, like, either that or your battery's dead.
Well, it turns out the alternator fried the battery.
The alternator fried the battery, right. We didn't find that out until Friday morning. He tows the car into the Nissan dealership, and we drop it. And he goes, go up there to that drop box and drop your key off and fill out this thing. He was really nice.
He was really nice.
Yeah, he's like, I got problems with my car, too. He's like, I just bought this car. It's got 6,000 miles on it. It's already got some problems. And it's like, well, that's American cars for you. So there's a hotel across the street from the Nissan dealership. It's the American Inn by Wyndham. And that's where we stayed.
He dropped us off. Because he said the Quality Inn always has some hooligans outside. So he didn't feel safe dropping us off at the Quality Inn.
Yeah.
But it was really nice, though.
Yeah, everybody was really nice that we ran into. Except for maybe the guy at the American. He was kind of confused. Because I had called them and was starting the process of a reservation. And I swear to God, I thought I was talking to the guy inside, but I was actually probably talking to somebody at a corporate call center. Yeah, like a corporate call center. And I was like, we're outside. He's like, oh, okay, well then. So then we went in there and he didn't have my reservation yet.
Because you didn't complete it.
Because I didn't complete it over the phone. But, I mean, we were able to find a room there. We got all three nights. I renewed it the next day. I'm like, we're staying for two more nights.
Well, and we were right down from the park where the event was anyway. And we were a block away from the Nissan dealership. Mm-hmm. We just had to cross the street.
Yeah, we were very close to the Nissan dealership, so that was really handy.
So, I mean, our location was perfect. Kind of ideal, yeah. To be honest.
So, the next morning, Friday morning, I called over there, and they said, yeah, we've got the car in. We're going to start taking a look at it. We'll call you, you know, with what we find out. I think they did call us. But we walked over to the Lincoln dealership because there was a Enterprise rent-a-car there. And Enterprise, if you're not familiar with it, they require a credit card for like a $300 deposit to rent a vehicle.
Was
it's $300.
Just that Enterprise? Or is
I think
it
it's all of them. I'm pretty sure that's pretty standard across the board because I remember dealing with them after the Subaru got totaled.
Yeah, but they also said it was because we were out of town too.
Yeah, could have been. I don't know.
She said it was because we were out of town.
Oh. Well, that might be something that Wisconsin does exclusively.
But she said they also did it for residents that live more than 50 miles in Wisconsin, too.
So I've been having some problems with my credit card because Wells Fargo's being a bastard about it. I found out that Wells Fargo canceled my credit card. I was like, what the f***? And I was getting kind of pissed off, and I was like, we're going to be stuck in the hotel the entire day Friday, because they were expecting my car to be fixed by Saturday.
Well, the Enterprise lady is like, well, I'll give you a ride back down to Nissan, because I was like, wait, Nissan should have loaners of some sort.
It didn't occur to me that Nissan could have loaners.
So we should have just went to Nissan
We should have just
first.
Went to Nissan. But, you know, had we gone there first, they might not have had a car ready.
This is true, because the gal, she didn't realize that there was a car.
Yeah, shout out to Justine at Rust Aero Nissan in West Bend, Wisconsin. You are one of the most awesomest persons that I've come across.
She was also looking for a rental car. She said on Sunday she had to bring her daughter to college.
Yeah, in Indianapolis.
And so she had to rent a car from someplace else in town because Nissan didn't have any at the time that she had looked.
So, yeah, so we walked back over to the Nissan dealership.
No, she gave us a ride.
Somebody at the Enterprise gave us a ride over to the Nissan. It's like two blocks. But, I mean, it was a busy street. Washington Street in West Bend is, like, a super busy drag.
It's the main drag.
It's the main drag, so it's, like, their main street.
But we got there, and, yes, Justine, she was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We were,
yeah. I was blown away by the service at the Nissan dealership. They were really friendly.
They were, and very helpful.
Yeah. So they had my car in at that point, and I think they had already found out that it was the alternator.
But they had to order the part from Chicago.
Yeah, when you think about it, West Bend is like what?
2 hours?
2.5 hours from Chicago. God, it's a ways. So yeah, it was a special order part because obviously, how many alternators are they going to have on hand?
Right.
Especially for a specific vehicle, a 2015 Nissan Rogue. They're not going to have an alternator on hand, you know, just hanging around. And she's like, well, we'll put a new battery in there as well. Because you're obviously your alternator fried your battery.
Well, and good thing for your warranty.
Yeah, I have a lifetime warranty on my Nissan Rogue, which I paid $3,000 extra when I bought the car for. You know, and it is paid for itself a couple times over. You know, especially with the rear differential failing twice, and the this thing now, and the mass airflow sensor that Valvoline did. Thanks, Valvoline.
Well, you need to let that go. That was a couple of years ago. Well, and Justine was really helpful with the rental. She booked us out with it until Tuesday in case we had to come home.
Yeah.
That way, like, if we got pulled over, our papers weren't expired.
Yeah, it's a 5-hour drive for us, by the way, to West Bend. 5 hours one way. I was worried that we were going to get stuck there until, you know, Monday because they might not have the car done on Saturday. So they gave us this rental. It was a Nissan Rogue Sport.
2022.
Yeah, it was a brand new Nissan Rogue Sport. It's actually a nice vehicle. Although I think my car has more guts than that car. My car has got more oomph. Because I noticed a couple times, like, I was trying to accelerate, and it was like, wasn't going as fast. Maybe it's just the way I was driving. I don't know. But it was a nice car. It had all the bells and whistles. Really fancy car.
It got us where we needed to go.
We were able to actually do something on Friday. So Friday, what we did, because West Bend Cash Bash is mostly on Saturday, we kind of got ahead of everybody else. We started doing like the adventure labs that were in West Bend. And if you're unfamiliar with geocaching terms, I'm sorry. You can go back and go listen to our geocaching episode to find out what we're talking about.
We got to jump on some of the more popular caches that we knew would be busy on Saturday.
Yeah. So we did like this thing called the geocaching or geo, what is it? The maze?
GPS maze. Yeah.
Yeah. It was in this middle school gymnasium. It was pretty cool. It was like, what was it? Noon to like four. They had it
something
noon to
like
two.
That.
They only had it for like a limited time. And it was this exhibit thing set up inside of this middle school gym. And you go in there and it's like a museum about geocaching or a traveling exhibit.
Traveling museum exhibit.
Yeah, there were quite a few people there. It was starting to get busy when we went.
But I'm glad we didn't do it Saturday. Can you imagine?
The line would have been terrible. I guess that I got some emails that like people say like the GPS maze is popular, so you know, get it done beforehand. So
glad we did. So when we got done with the maze, you got some good news.
Yeah. I found out that my car was done or was gonna be done on Saturday. And it was the alternator, it was the battery that was blown. So we did have the car until Saturday afternoon. We did have the rental.
So mid-Saturday morning.
It was like Saturday morning. But, yeah, what else did we do on Friday?
We found some caches.
Yeah, we spent all Friday caching. We did a power trail. We did some ones that were in a park that had like a... There was an artesian well that was the earth cache.
Yeah.
That's what we did on Friday.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, there was like a artesian well out in the middle of nowhere in this park in West Bend that's like supposedly like comes from the ground and stuff like that. It's of course artesian well. But it's kind of cool. It was an earth cache. And then we took a break and kind of didn't go caching after that.
Yeah,
I was worn out because I was stressed.
There was a Mexican restaurant right beside the hotel, so that's where we had dinner.
Don Ramon of West Bend.
And then our geocaching friends had an informal beer event at one of the places downtown.
Yeah, it was at, what was it called?
Dooley's,
that's right.
So I don't know about you, but I think getting some laughs in with our friends really kind of helped me.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed just being able to visit with people. Not that I don't enjoy visiting with you, because I absolutely do. But
I would hope so. I mean, obviously, you're still married to me.
But for me, I also sometimes enjoy visiting with friends, too.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know. Did that help you?
Yeah, it was nice to actually see the people that we hang out with normally and talk to them. And, you know, it seemed like people were more friendly this year and more laid back, and it's nice to go to events like that.
Well, and we usually miss that informal event because we come up on Friday. So
next year we're coming in on Thursday again.
I agree. So that was...
But we're taking your car.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my car can't do far trips anymore.
We did some half of like an adventure lab before we went back
to the
hotel.
Yeah, they have the downtown ripped up because they're redoing the street. Yeah. One of the main downtown streets is being redone, so they have everything ripped up, so you kind of have to walk on dirt. But it was kind of cool. It was like got to walk on the street and no cars and see the sights of West Bend. And then we went back to the hotel.
And that was our Friday.
That was our Fridays. Saturday was the big part of the event. So
We went to the park
and did another adventure lab while we were there. I was actually surprised at how few people there were there. I think we missed a crowd, though. We missed like the big push. There were quite a few people there on Friday, though.
Yeah. Well, and then we went... So half of the adventure lab, it was like food, brews, and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the stops for the adventure lab that we had started downtown had a coffee place.
Yeah.
And last year, if you remember, we went to Cafe Floriana.
Mm-hmm.
This year, we went to a place called The Hub.
Yeah.
And they were pretty good.
Yeah, they had like this oatmeal bake thing that I got for breakfast. It was way too filling. Like I could only eat part of it, and we ended up throwing out the rest of it. But
And I got like a ham, egg, and cheese mm-hmm. bagel of sorts, which was really good. It was kind of spicy, but really good. And then we got coffee.
Of course. We have to do that.
And what happened while we were eating our breakfast?
I got a call. I called them. I called the Nissan dealership, and they had my car ready to go. They're like, well, we don't have the paperwork ready yet, but if you want to come over and wait, we can do that. So like, well, we'll finish the adventure lab first, which we did.
Only had a few stops left.
The northern part of the town, there's this suburb of West Bend called Barton, and that's where the last couple stages of the adventure lab were. But we finished the adventure lab first, and then we went and got my car. Then I think we went back to the park after that, didn't we?
Yeah, but you were so excited.
I was so excited that my car was done. I'm so grateful for the people at that Nissan dealership. You know, it was like a shitty 12 hours.
But they made the experience better.
Yeah. I highly recommend Rustero of Nissan of West Bend. This is not an endorsement. It's just a recommendation.
Just our personal experience.
They're not paying us to say this. They're not paying us to say this, but we really did have a good experience with those guys.
And so, so we went to pick up the car, we did some more caches, and then we went out to lunch.
We found one that was like a wheelbarrow. It was underneath a wheelbarrow.
It was an ammo can.
It had like 60-something favorite points, yeah. It had like 60...
Honestly, I don't know why, though.
Yeah, it was something... I think it was moved because the family that's like owns it is moving.
Yeah.
Then we went and found one that was inside a little free library, and they had a lemonade stand there. That was a good idea, by the way. To have a lemonade stand by a geocache, because, right. You know, can you imagine how many people stopped?
Well, we did, and it was pretty good lemonade, too.
Yeah, really fancy.
Yeah, they got, like, the disposable little plastic clear cups by Dixie.
Yeah.
Fancy cups.
Then we did what we normally do on Saturday afternoons. We went to...
Your favorite place.
Texas Roadhouse in West Bend. That's like a tradition. We have to keep doing that.
Yes.
Saturday afternoons in West Bend, we go to Texas Roadhouse for lunch.
Absolutely.
And then we found a couple of Maltese near there that were part of the actual game. I think next year we should focus on that.
What?
The 60-something caches.
Oh, to get the stamps?
Yeah, hopefully they're not all Maltese, because I hate Maltese.
We should, yeah. Okay, so there was one puzzle cache.
I know what you're talking
that
about.
That had to do with the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
And
I'm the dude.
And it gave you the hint of, I've got $18.
Uh-huh.
But no one could figure out, like, Justin and I couldn't figure out what the clue word was to get the coordinates.
Yeah,
for
and it was open for quite a while. Like, apparently even Friday nobody could figure it out.
It bit us in the butt.
Yeah, that was like such a stupid, it was such a stupid multi.
Because you totally overthink it.
The clue was, I have $18, and there's pictures of the Big Lebowski and stuff like that. I was trying everything I could think of, like Walter or the dude or, you know, like character names. And the only one I didn't come up with was frickin' Donnie.
And
Donnie, you're out of
was.
Your element. Donnie, shut up, Donnie. You're out of your element.
And that's what it was. We had to ask some friends what it was.
But I also found a multi by brooding it, basically, because there was a crowd of people that were going this one way, and I was like, where are they going?
Right.
So we went over there, and I asked the guy, I was like, is this the final for the multi? And he's like, yeah, this is the second stage. I'm like, okay, well, I'll just follow you guys. I didn't even have to solve it.
But then we did, though.
We did go find that Big Lebowski multi. It was very underwhelming. Is that like a park down south of West Bend?
It was an ammo... Was it an ammo can?
Yeah.
It was some sort of container covered by, like, a black cloth. It had, like... It was very underwhelming.
Yeah, I was expecting much more from that, because, like, usually they put a lot of work into these caches. That one was very underwhelming.
Because I'm like, you could have made it something cool.
Yeah, we should have done the other ones that were north of town.
Next time.
That, like, the ones that the bros found. Like, the spidery ammo can. Or
and the Contra.
The Contra one.
And the Where's Waldo.
Yeah, we should do those next time. They're probably still going to be there.
But then we won't... That takes away the time that we do the 66, though.
Yeah, we can start that on Friday and probably finish it on Saturday.
The 66? I don't think we would finish that.
No, but we could definitely get some more.
True.
Even if you do, like, a certain amount, you get extra tickets.
Well, that's true.
So, Saturday afternoon, we kind of made our way back to the Regner Park, and they had, of course, the...
The
drawing where they give out cash. One of the people that we were with actually won $500.
Did she actually win?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know if she actually won, but she was up there.
She was holding up the
card. But
There was some speculation about that.
Whether she actually won.
Yeah, I like to think that she won, but then like somebody else was like, I don't think she did. I think she got the numbers mixed up. I don't know. I haven't heard. I hope she did, though.
Yeah.
I hope she did win.
I like her, so I mean, I hope she did win. But we don't know. We don't know. Yeah, we didn't win. Of course not.
We didn't even win, like, the auction.
Yeah.
Any of the auction items that we put tickets in for. I think it was rigged.
We think it's rigged every year.
Well, to be fair, though, they only called, like, certain number groups.
It was hard to hear them, too. Like, I think they need to fix that before next year. They need to, like, add some kind of speaker system, because it's always hard to hear these people talking.
Because nobody shuts up.
Yeah, it's like, we were at the table we were at, like, a couple of the bros and stuff were talking. It's like, shut up. No offense to the bros, but it was really loud. It's hard to hear.
But we didn't win.
Yeah, we were going to go to the pancake breakfast on Sunday morning, but we just decided to go. I was like, I'm paranoid about the car. We probably could have been fine. We probably could have gone to Silver Lake Weckley.
I wanted to come home and see the kitties.
We forgot to give them extra food, so they were completely out of stuff.
No, we didn't forget. You just didn't do it.
I just didn't do it.
I told you to give them extra food, and you're like, no, they'll be fine.
Yeah, they were out of food and water. When we got back.
He never listens to me.
So, well, it's because we have a cat that, like, constantly eats.
Well, that's not his fault. He has trauma.
At a certain point, you got to stop blaming that. All right. So, we have a kitties in the news this week. That was West Bend, by the way. There you go. That's your story.
That's how you're going to end that?
Well, we drove home. I mean, what else do you want to talk about?
We drove home. We found a really cool cache.
Oh, yeah.
A fry.
The one that looked like disco fries.
Yeah.
They had this guy, this little fry... fake fiberglass statuette thing in this town. I think it was, what was the town? It wasn't Beaver Dam, it was Fox Lake, where that restaurant was.
And the cash page was all fry puns.
Yeah. I like the town of Portage. Portage, Wisconsin's really cool. Sometime we're going to have to go to Wisconsin Dells, too. We're going to have to check out the Dells.
Planet.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
Planet.
That's like a four-hour drive.
So that's what we did on the way home. We found some caches.
Yeah, we barely talked to each other.
I guess I didn't notice. Maybe it's because I was tired.
Yeah, that drive is kind of tedious, especially on the way home. It's like, you know you're coming home, and you're just like, come on, I want to get home.
So it's not that I didn't want to talk. I guess I didn't notice it.
I was mostly listening to the sound of the car, because, I mean, I was paranoid nothing was going to work. Something was going to happen. You know, I get paranoid now on long trips. That's just me.
Oh, you're fine.
So what's the kitties in the news?
All right, so the kitties in the news. This article came out yesterday, 8/18/23, and it's from Newsweek.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to find this, you can look it up on the Newsweek website.
Okay.
Rescue and adoption category. overlooked cat, born in shelter, finally gets forever home, aged 9.
Hmm. 9-year-old kitty finally found a home.
So there's a cat that's been in an Iowa shelter since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
He finally got adopted, all thanks to an internet post. His name is Barney, and he spent his whole life at the Emmett County Animal Shelter after coming into the shelter's care with his litter mates. And the shelter doesn't blame Barney for not getting adopted.
Aww.
They said it's through no fault of his own.
Yeah, poor kitty.
They said, although Barney is handsome, healthy, friendly, and outgoing, so are the other 100-plus cats in our care.
Yeah.
It's really a supply and demand issue in the Midwest and Southern states. Our supply is often astronomical, and the demand for adopting a cat or kitten is quite low.
Mm-hmm.
But Barney's outlook changed after he gained viral online attention.
Huh.
So a Reddit user posted a picture of Barney on a popular subreddit, and he captured hearts.
Aww.
He looks like a silver tabby. He's adorbs.
Adorbs.
But
he looks like a marmalade, if you're familiar with how my cat looked. That like applies to like a certain select amount of people. He looks like a silver marmalade.
After 9 years, he finally found a forever home.
Gibwe.
Also, the pets from Maui
in the
wildfires are being flown to Seattle.
Yeah,
to...
I don't know if you guys have been following the news, but there was like a massive bad thing that happened in Maui. The big firestorm that killed like 111 people was the last time I saw. And like 1,000 people are still missing. But so like the animals that were on the island are being flown to the Pacific
Seattle.
Northwest, you know, putting up their... They're getting available for adoption, you know. So if you haven't heard that story, check it out. It's pretty sad what happened to Maui. And our thoughts go out to those people that are on the island there. It's just terrible. It's like just one of those things that you wish you could help. You know. There's probably ways you can help. Of course, reaching out to the Red Cross and stuff like that. Donating, you know, goods. You know, we encourage our listeners to help out as much as possible.
If you're able to,
yeah. Don't do it if you can't do it. But
if you are able to help out in some way.
It's just a terrible situation out there in Maui. We hope that everybody's, you know, the people that are found or missing are found. So.
Yes.
So anything else about the cat that was 9 years old that finally found a home?
Nope.
I just can't believe it. He was born in the shelter and nobody adopted him.
I know,
well, kittens,
right?
Kittens usually go by really fast.
Well, like they said, supply and demand, I guess.
Yeah. I don't think...
I'm just really glad they didn't euthanize him.
Yeah.
Because a lot of cats, if they're in there for a certain amount of time,
yeah,
they get euthanized.
That's unfortunate. You know, there's a lot of shelters here that are kill shelters in the cities, so... Well, anything else? That'll wrap it up for this episode of the Cat Box Chronicles.
I guess so.
Yeah, we'll see you in a couple weeks with another episode. Thanks for sticking with us. Hopefully you enjoyed our West Bend antics, and have a good rest of your day.
Yes. Have a great week.
We'll see you soon.
Peace. Bye-bye. Bye.